Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about 10 tips or 10 ideas for responding to life with gratefulness versus with fear. And this, of course, the fear piece would be when we are feeling anxious or when we are teetering on too much stress and feeling like we're going to fall over into that wormhole because we haven't maybe taken care of ourselves and haven't been able to alleviate any of the stress that we started with. But I think that today we're going to talk quickly about these 10 tips, and this is using gratefulness in our lives, being able to remember to come back to the gratefulness and try to steer ourselves free from the fear. I'm going to put a link in the show notes of the article that really stimulated me to talk to you guys about this. There's an article by Christy Nelson, and it is from, I think that it is from Lion's Roar, if I am correct. I have the link here, and of course it doesn't say on the link, but I will put that link in the show notes for the full article if you're interested. We're just going to briefly go over her 10 tips here, because I think that these could really help you from going to the fearful place, because when we are grateful, when we can feel the gratefulness in us, not just be having gratitude for something that happened, but feeling grateful as a part of our being, not needing to get anything, it will help us to really steer clear of the fear. So let's get into these tips here. We'll start with number one from Christy, 10 things about gratefulness that I think will really help you change how you respond to life. The first one is gratefulness is not circumstantial or conditional. And that's what I was just saying a moment ago, was that we don't need something to happen in order for us to feel grateful. Now, sometimes gratitude, I guess we could say, you know, today I have gratitude for this and I have gratitude for that, which is an amazing way to bring ourselves into our own gratefulness. But the gratefulness is in us already, and we're letting that shine through. It's like compassion. It's like those things that are they're in us. And I want you to be able to experience it, so that I'm hoping that you will start to notice when gratefulness is coming over you. It's how we kind of, it's an orientation to life. It's how we look at things. It's how we could wake up in the morning. We could wake up grateful. So think about gratefulness in that manner, that it is not conditional and it is not coming about because of the circumstances of your life. You can be in a very difficult circumstance and still feel that gratefulness. The second one that she has is we can practice being grateful for what we take for granted. And I think this is a great one. Because many things in our lives we just take for granted, and that's pretty normal. I mean, we do things by rote, we do things through habit, and thank goodness, because if we had to think about every little thing that we do, we we probably wouldn't even get our sneakers tied in the morning. So we have habits that happen. But what we want to be able to do is to practice being grateful for things that we take for granted. And one thing that you can think about is just your electricity. We all have electricity. We all have our computers and our things that we're keeping our refrigerators going with electricity and our food fresh for us. You know, we take this for granted. We have lights on at night when it's dark out. We don't have to live by how the sun and the moon. It's kind of fun to take it away for a day and see how it feels. You will have a completely different outlook on your electricity if you have to go a day without it. Now, hopefully you don't have to go a day without it forced on you, such as we had to do in the Northeast when those ice storms would hit and take all the wires down and be without electricity and heat and the like, you know, for a day or two. You get to really appreciate what you have, and we can be grateful for it. So see if you can't look around today in your home or in your workspace and see something that, hey, put new eyes on it. Put the eyes of gratefulness on it and see if you can feel a little bit different for something that you often take for granted. Number three, she has, there is always something to be grateful for, even in the midst of fear and pain. Now, this one is super important because we all are going to experience fear and pain. We don't need to think that there's something wrong with us because we are afraid or because we are in pain, whether it's emotional or physical pain, but we need to always be grateful, even in the midst of that. So the next time that this stuff comes up for you, as it will, you are listening to me, you are human, you are part of the human race, and part of the human condition is that there is fear, there is pain. Now, we don't need to let our fear move us into a constant state of anxiety and panic, but we, and actually, a way to stay out of that anxiety and panic is to find what we can be grateful for when we are in fear, when we are in pain. Look, you will find it. You just need to open your eyes to the idea that there is something more here for me than the fear. There is something more here for me than the pain. I hope that you will experiment with that and look a little bit deeper. Number four, gratitude, she says, requires vulnerability. Yes, that gratefulness or gratitude is perhaps the place that we need to be in order to feel it, is that vulnerable place. And that's not exactly where a lot of people like to go, because it's uncomfortable, right? To be able to be that open. She says that we don't get joy without feeling grateful, but being grateful also induces a kind of vulnerability that some of us find at times somewhat intolerable. So maybe that's how we get stuck, right? It's a feeling that is intolerable, so we don't go there. And when we don't go there, we don't get to feel the gratitude or the gratefulness. See that loop. We need to open up. We need to feel the uncomfortable feelings. And so much of anxiety is centered around not wanting to go there, meaning anything that's uncomfortable. We all have our own specific places. Discomfort for one person is not uncomfortable for everyone. So we all have our own little places that we avoid and that we will not show our belly and will not be able to deepen our gratitude. So pay attention to that. See if you can find where your discomfort is, where you don't want to go. It could be relationships. It could be you don't want to be so close to people. Or it could be speaking. You know, a lot of it's social. It could also be your own ability to look at your own issues, to look inside your own mind, to notice your own wise mind and not be always running with your anxiety, with the thoughts. You have to be vulnerable and willing to go to some of these uncomfortable places where we can be more present. So where are the places that you defend? Where are the places that you are holding yourself back? Number five that Kristen has here is expressing gratefulness can change your relationships. Well, just like with the previous point, if you're defensive around relationships, obviously you'll have relationships, but they will be limited. The more vulnerable you can become, the more open, the more deep those relationships can begin to go. So expressing gratefulness can change your relationships. And so being able to be grateful with those that are around you, because this gratefulness has the potential to transform your intimate relationships, whether it be with a partner or friend or family member, and even with casual and difficult relationships, you can go a little bit deeper. And this expressing this gratefulness can really help. And I think a great place to go to get that a little bit deeper is to practice the loving kindness meditation. So you may want to go back in the podcast and search that. But loving kindness meditation can help you get through this difficult piece of not wanting to be vulnerable and being able to open a little bit more. And now to continue with these final five tips of gratefulness and how this can really help you steer clear of fear. Number six, gratefulness can drive social action. So this can help you change not only your life, but your community. Once we start feeling better, we want to come out of this center of ourselves and expand beyond our own hula hoop and begin to change our communities and the worlds around us. We really begin to let that kindness flow over. Number seven, Kristen has, is we can reframe our everyday lives toward gratefulness. And this is a good place for us to think of all of the things on your to-do list. You know, you're shopping, you have to pick up the kids and projects. And we can begin to be grateful for these things. All of this everyday kind of life thing on our to-do list. Look at your to-do list and look at it through the eyes of gratefulness. You actually get to do these things. Not I have to. Right? We can turn that around and say, I get to pick the kids up from school. I get to go grocery shopping. We can really feel so different inside when we make that reframe. Number eight, Christy has, is the most meaningful moments of gratefulness don't get likes. And you know what I'm talking about here. This is the hashtag gratitude. And it's ubiquitous on social media. And it's, you know, there's a lot of things that go on about, you know, your great things in your life and you're sharing them. But don't get stuck in that. This is not what gratefulness is about. That's really nice. And if you get some likes and people are appreciating your things, that is amazing. And take that as some icing on the cake. But you really want to take care that you don't get caught up in that, because it happens, folks. So just remember that meaningful moments of gratefulness don't have to be the things that are on the social media, okay? This can be in your life, in your heart, in your world, and just take it, keep it personal, keep it, you know, you share your wonderful things, that's beautiful, but don't get stuck in it. That isn't where the juice is. Number nine, gratefulness doesn't mean being okay with what's not working. That's right. We talk about this with acceptance, right? It doesn't mean that we like it or we approve of it. But when life presents itself with things, we do accept it, and we can also have gratefulness for it. It doesn't mean that we're okay with it. It isn't forcing ourselves to accept things in our lives that we know aren't good for us. It's actually the opposite. It awakens us to the possibilities of what we can do to make change and what we need in our lives to have things going in the direction that is important to us. And finally, number 10, practicing gratefulness now means having fewer regrets later. And I love that because this is the practice of living gratefully. She calls it regret prevention. And, people with anxiety sometimes don't go future, they go past, and there can be some regret. But if you live with gratefulness now, you will have less regret in the future. I'm so appreciative to Christy Nelson for this article, and I will post her entire the link to her entire article. I hope you'll go and read it. She had a lot of great things to talk about on there. And I just wanted to point out the things that happen to us with anxiety and stress and how much that gratefulness can really make a difference. And now for today's quote. The root of joy is gratefulness, for it is not joy that makes us grateful, it is gratitude that makes us joyful. And that's from Brother David Steindl Rast. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.